Show with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Grape Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow.
Deep dragon breath. You have to stick your tongue out.
Oh, is that what a dragon breath is?
Yes, that's what I teach my four-year-old in preschool.
Do they laugh?
Yeah, they always laugh, but it calms them down.
Oh.
So pro tip, if you have a preschooler... Okay.
Pre-K?
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a lot of pros and cons, apparently, this podcast.
Yeah, but, that was your first pro.
Also, we need to introduce you. Bree is back on the podcast. It's been a hot minute.
Oh, hello.
It's been a dragon breath minute.
It's been the longest dragon breath since I've been here.
Oh, I licked the mic and I didn't mean to. Before we start, I actually brought a really nice bottle of wine.
No! Oh, no! Where did you get this?
Yeah.
Where did you?
It's a Yellowtail Cabernet Sauvignon.
Where did this come from? How did you sneak this in?
Well, I pretended I drank it the other night. So we got to tell the story.
Yeah, we definitely have to tell it now.
So I was just home over the holiday season. And my dad, bless his beautiful heart.
Beautiful?
His beautiful soul.
Heart and his 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 abs.
He's ripped. My dad's ripped.
Caitlin just found out her dad is ripped.
I knew my dad was jacked, but like I didn't know how jacked until he was like showing me his like... that sounds weird, but let me start over here.
He was just showing you something in his arm.
Like, yeah, like something like
to my arm, and then
he lifted up his shirt, and I was like, "Dad."
And then she told the story, and he went, "Am I attracted to your dad?"
Bree, not me. And I said,
I said that.
And
oh
I said,
God.
"Dad, have you had a carb since 04, or is this what we're working with here?"
Okay.
So here's what happened. Circle back. So I went home for the holidays, and my dad has not had a sip of alcohol in 30 years.
Yes.
And it was a choice. So 25 years ago, I'm not good at math.
30.
Yeah, but 20. Okay. So he was sober on his own for 5 years. Yes. He just decided to stop drinking.
Yes.
And then after 5 years, he was like, you know what? I'm going to go to AA meetings and be a mentor for other people and help other people. And he hasn't missed a Monday meeting since.
I know. I love that about him.
He's such a gem.
A beautiful man.
And he knows that I like wine, and he's not like, Caitlin, you shouldn't be drinking, because he spends a lot of time around me. He knows I don't have a drinking problem. Yes. He doesn't judge.
And he wants to be a good host. So when you come over, he buys wine.
He knows I just like
to
have wine with dinner.
He's a provider. Yes.
He's a provider.
Yes.
And he's a gentleman and a scholar.
And a gem and just the best human.
Just a terrible, terrible sommelier. So I go
the
to his house.
Wine picker.
The worst wine picker in the league.
Is Yellowtail going to get mad at us?
Well, you know what? Sorry.
Step it up.
You know,
sorry, but
it's not that we're dissing it. It's just that we're better than that.
It's just that deep down we are.
It's that, you know what? I loved Yellowtail when I was 18.
Yes, 18. And that's what your dad remembers.
And that's what my dad remembers. So he goes, Kate.
Kate.
I did something that I haven't done in a long time. And I said, oh boy, what happened? And he goes, I went to the liquor store. And I said, oh, okay. Cool. And he goes, I wanted you to have wine when you came to stay with me. And so he said, you know, and I remember what you like. And I got you a Yellowtail 2017
Shiraz
and a Cab Sav. And I said, wow, Dad. In my head, I'm going... Oh, that is actually so cute, because that wine, I'm over it. My palate has gotten a little more...
That was beginner wine, but thank you very much.
What do they say when your palate's a little more refined?
Oh, I was going to say advanced, but...
Advanced, refined.
Same thing.
And so he gave this 2 bottles of Yellowtail to me, and in my head I'm going, well, I'm not going to drink it, but the gesture, you know.
Yeah.
And so... Then I go to podcast with my sister, and I'm going to drive there by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Dad, do you mind if I take your vehicle? I'm going to drive to Haley's and we're going to podcast. And he goes, well, let me drive you. And I said,
Kate.
I'll drive you. And I said, okay, but do you mind if we stop at a liquor store? I'm going to pick up a bottle of wine before I get to Haley's. And he goes, well, I got 2 bottles of Yellowtail.
Well, why would you? But because I bought these 2 fabulous bottles of wine.
And then I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's the wine I'm drinking. So I put a bottle of Yellowtail in my bag and off we go. I get to Haley's house and we ended up going to get another bottle. And so I had the yellowtail ball in my podcasting bag. Then Bree drives from Calgary to Edmonton to spend some time over the holidays with my family and have dinner. Mm-hmm. And we had a little Leduc Alberta night. And I go, Bree.
She texts me on the way. Can you please stop by a liquor store? Yeah. You have to get some wine because my dad only bought yellowtail. It's so cute. But like, mm-hmm. please, we can't. Mm-hmm. So then I go and I get three.
Nice bottles.
Nice bottles. It was in the Italy section, mm-hmm. the France section, the Spain section.
Yeah.
And then I get there and I was like, hey, I bought these wines. And then your dad goes, oh, well, this one's already open.
Because he had opened a bottle of yellowtail for me for dinner. And I was like,
so he poured you a glass, me a glass.
Yeah.
And then we were like, hey, we're not going to get out of this wine unless we leave the house.
Right.
So then we were like, let's go out so that we can like not have to finish this. Yeah. My stomach was hurting.
I felt a little sick.
It felt like I was drinking vinegar.
And you know what? Again, this is we're in our 30s
Please
now. We've got a more refined
palate. Don't sue us. Okay. Anyway, and then so the next day we wake up in the morning and we're like, okay, let's drive back to Calgary because now we're in Calgary. We're at my house and you're going to fly out of Calgary tomorrow. And we pack. Caitlin does not pack light. Oh, my God.
Never.
She has one huge suitcase the size of this desk. And you can't see the desk, but yeah, think big. Of a desk. And think of a suitcase that size and then add two more suitcases to this.
Yeah.
We almost couldn't fit all the stuff in the car.
Yeah.
So we finally pack. We shove like Tetris style all your suitcases in the car. Yeah. And then your dad goes, don't forget the yellowtail.
And it was a half open bottle of wine from like as much as we could possibly drink out of the bottle.
Because we'll just throw it out because he doesn't drink.
And little does he know, we threw it out.
And then you somehow just surprised me with another bottle. That must have been in your podcasting bag from before.
It was.
I was like, how'd you sneak this into the house?
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
Who let you into the house?
Who let you back in? Hey, who let you bring Yellowtail into my house?
But we also have a Grey Monk Chardonnay.
People always ask me, what's your favorite wine? And they're always from BC and nobody in the States can get that.
Well, we've gone to Grey Monk together.
It's the best winery in the Okanagan.
A beautiful winery.
Stunning.
And the food. Oh my God.
MJ. The charcuterie board with the cheese plate.
Oh, the rosé.
Oh, the rosé.
The chickadee cheese.
That's our wine voices. Okay.
We have a few of those.
Okay. So
let's, what are we doing?
Okay.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing here is, okay, later we're going to get to the pros and cons of getting older because,
that ain't no cork. That's a screwed up.
Get it, girl. Extra for the
go.
Go.
Go. Go.
I'm a professional voiceover artist.
Cheers. That sounded like it was not expensive, but it is.
Oh, we can do better.
No,
You're holding it wrong. That was the depth. Okay, dreams are made of.
Use it first. Guys, if you are like me, you're going to try and drink more water this year. Well, good luck to you. But seriously, Liquid IV hydrates you faster and more efficiently than water alone. With the added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, B12. Shall I go on? Don't forget, staying properly hydrated is one of the most important factors in the flu cold recovery and prevention. Liquid IV is 110% daily value of vitamin C and B12. I probably should have been taking that the other day when I got really sick because that probably would have avoided it. I actually do love the packets, though. They're delicious, incredibly easy to use, and you can deliver the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. It's not your average electrolyte drink mix. These beauties are vegan. They're non-dairy, non-gluten, healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks. I genuinely love Liquid IV, and I know you'll love it too. So right now, my listeners get 20% off at liquidiv.com when you use code VINE at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. liquidiv.com, enter promo code VINE to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code VINE. Don't wait. Get hydrated today. So we're going to do some pros and cons of getting older. Prawns and cos.
But also, we did a podcast in San Francisco, mm-hmm.
When was it?
6 months ago.
What?
June.
Okay.
In June 2018, and it was so fun, and it was so good. And then the sound
sounded like this.
Everybody was like, "Why didn't you air the podcast with Brie?"
And
because the sound quality was so shit.
She sent me a clip, and it was like the devil was speaking.
It was nobody's fault. It was just terrible quality, and it was like
something happened. Yeah, something weird happened. But for a while, we felt like, okay, well, that moment still exists.
Yeah, it was a missed opportunity.
And we shared it with the whole room. Mm-hmm. And remember how we thought the room was so small? And then later, like so much later into the podcast, we realized there was a balcony. And we're like, oh my God, there's so many more people here than we realized. So we were really going off because we thought it was a smaller venue.
This is so intimate. Oh, just kidding. God. What?
The funniest part was when we're like taking the Uber to the venue. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, Brie. I can't believe like all these people, like this sold out so fast. Like all these people are here for me. And like, why did they even like me? This is like, what? I can't believe this is my life. I'm so grateful. This is so awesome. When I roll up and your name spelled wrong on the marquee.
It really took me down a notch.
Yeah, we're like, Duché. And then I called the vent. You're like, wait, there's people lining up outside. I can't just like walk in the front door. So I called the marquee or I called the place and I was like, hello, I'm Caitlin Bristow's agent. First of all, who spelled her name wrong?
I've got a couple concerns here. One,
and they were like, we're going to fix that right away. What else? And I'm like, how do we get in? Yeah.
Numero two.
They're like,
how do we get in?
They're
the
like,
building?
Go in the back, Ellie, and you see all those garbage cans? Yeah, right there.
Go through the garbage cans.
And so two things brought us down a notch. We're like, okay.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Stay humble, Caitlin.
So then we got there and you're like, the one thing you had to do was bring the podcast equipment. And you're like, oh my God, I forgot it. So then I had to run back to the hotel and get it. And then it was probably me. Like I was like, I grabbed it. And I probably like with the set. Oh, you screwed with the setting.
I screwed it.
I pooched it. And then, and then it sounded like the devil giving birth.
Yeah.
So we're going to recap this podcast that we did together, like as much as we can remember from our notes.
Because it was so good. And we're going to call this San Fran 2.0.
Yes. And I do remember a lot of times in the podcast we sang.
We did?
Like, if you're going to San Francisco. And everyone there was like.
They were like.
We
hear that all the time.
Okay. So one of the first things we did in San Fran. Well, first we recapped our adventures.
Yeah, we did have a few of those. Day. Yeah.
So we saw the Full House house.
Shoo-ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Dan-dan-it. We took pictures in front of that's the first thing we did. We're like, Full House house.
Yeah, we did. And Mrs. Doubtfire house.
We went to the Mrs. Doubtfire house. R.I.P. Robin Williams. But we were so taken aback by all the passive-aggressive signs.
Yes.
The Full House house, they're like, there are neighbors here. We hear you all day.
Yeah, we get it. You like Full House.
We get it.
But keep your voice down.
Yes. And so we were like, let's take a picture on the steps.
Yeah,
we're
just trying to be like,
we were very respectful. Then some lady jogged by, and we were like, can we take a picture?
Oh, yeah.
For you want us to take yours?
Why? That is true.
Yeah, it was so aggressive.
Yeah.
And then when we post the pictures, everyone's like, what are all those signs? Anyway.
Yeah, they ruined the photo.
We love
Full House.
And Fuller
Mrs.
House. And Mrs. Doubtfire.
And Fuller House.
You have a Doubtfire.
I thought you were going to be like, you have a vagina. And I was like, yes, I do. Go on.
I have a vagina. And we both.
And you, Virginia Doubtfire, dear.
You have to never. Okay.
No, you got this.
Oh, Scrooge. You have to never. What's her name? I have had too many Chardonnays.
This is so weird. This is usually nailed.
I nailed this.
You
have to
never doubt fire, dear.
You're like, you got this.
You got this. And take three.
You have to never doubt fire, dear.
Oh, you take three.
Doubt fire, dear.
Doubt fire, dear. I used to be one.
Okay, I can't do it anymore.
It was a drive-by fruiting.
Yes, it was a run-by fruiting.
Oh, run-by.
Well, we screwed that up. Okay, so we did.
It's relatable. Mm-hmm. When you screwed something up, it's relatable. When you nail the Mrs. Doubtfire accent, it's like,
But the whole crowd cheered. So in us. San Fran, they cheered.
Yeah, well, that's, you know.
Do you remember how we came out on stage?
Yeah, we blew that too.
So our song, our theme song together is
Who Let the Dogs Out?
Who?
Oh, controversial.
We found out that...
Who let the dogs out lyrics are not whom.
They're actually woof.
I don't believe that.
No. Okay.
Isn't it correct to say whom?
But it's not. We thought it was who let the dogs out.
Who did this? But they're woofing.
But we found out it's actually woof, woof, woof.
But they're like, it's not like actually like woof, woof. It's
okay,
like woof,
okay, but woof, I figured it out because like the confession early, but I Googled the lyrics because you tweeted something about Who Let the Dogs. I'm like, oh, I'm going to come back at her with some lyrics. I'm like, well, I better not screw those up. That's our theme song. So then I was like, what does that say? Woof, 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 woof.
Yeah.
So I said, did you know it's woof 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 and not who, and so you retweeted it and so many people, actually it was about 50-50, but so many but people was came like, at me and went, you didn't know it was woof 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 woof, you absolute idiot, kill yourself.
And then yeah, you are awesome, Lee horrible, go kill yourself.
Yes, so many people wanted me to die for not knowing it was
woof. To death threats of the Instagram. I was like, of the Instagram, the internet.
I was like, whoop, I get what it's like to be Kate.
On a small scale. I was like, it became the same kind of controversy as if people like pineapple on their pizza, like for people to know the lyrics. By the way, do you like pineapple on your pizza?
Who cares?
Kate, I do.
You know, Kate, you know what?
I care.
Listen.
I care a little bit.
I have two strong opinions. Okay. I don't personally love pineapple on my pizza, but I'm not going to stop someone who thinks pineapple belongs on pizza. If that's what you like, you deserve to put whatever you like on pizza.
Yeah.
I like red onions on my pizza.
Love red onions.
I love spinach on my pizza.
Love spinach.
Arugula.
Love it.
I love bocconcini on my pizza. So like, I don't want anyone fighting me for what I like on my pizza.
That's
so I'm
true.
Not going to take...
Like, it's a very gray area of what's weird on your pizza.
You do you and your own pizza.
Yeah.
And then my other thing is about Die Hard.
Oh yeah, here we go.
If that's a Christmas movie to you, it's a Christmas movie to you. I don't care what Bruce Willis said.
Yeah.
I don't care what your neighbor thinks or your best friend thinks. If that's a Christmas movie to you,
it's something you watch
on Christmas, that's your Christmas movie. And by the way, to me, it's a Christmas movie, but it doesn't matter what I think.
And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Elf. I don't care if it's a Christmas movie or not. I watch it in March, April, May, June, July.
Exactly.
So is it a Christmas movie?
It's good all year. Home Alone? Why do I only watch it in December?
It's
good all year.
Every day. Every month.
The father. I'd like a extra large bed and one of those mini fridges you can open with a key. Credit card? You got it.
You know what?
Peter McAllister.
The father.
The father. When I first got Snapchat and when you could first do slow motion videos.
Yes, I actually remember that.
I would do that. Just wait. Watch this.
Oh, you're going to go back to it?
No. Watch. Hello, this is Mr. McAllister, the father. I'd like a extra large... Oh, I screwed it up.
Who cares?
Credit card? You got it. Now listen.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 5.
Hello, this is Mr. McAllister, the father.
Yes.
I'd like a extra large...
I screwed up.
Oh, I screwed up. Credit card?
See?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh.
Well, replay. Who uses that anymore? Remember when we went off on a Snapchat tangent and everyone went, you didn't finish the tangent?
No.
In one of our last podcasts, I was like, oh, Snapchat's really grinding my gears because... And
we forgot?
Yeah, because...
Circle back, because that's what I do. Well what stressed
I remember, you out? I remember I just... Did we just touch toes?
Yeah, we did. I tried to avoid it.
You failed it. And now we're playing the footsies.
Yeah.
I just remember they changed the format and never went back. And I've been off it.
I'm pretty loyal to Instagram, but I'm never mad at Snapchat. Anyways.
But it's only... Okay, circle back.
Yeah.
San Fran. Okay. Where were we?
We sang a lot of songs. We screwed up our dance.
Our dance. Okay. So we let the dogs actually out. The night before did a prep. Like a choreography prep, and we're like, let's come out dancing to Who Let the Dogs Out. And then I got like bewildered by the crowd and I missed my 5, 6, 7, 8 and what? Yeah. and then we actually went, oh my God, Bree screwed it up. Let's come back out. So then we made them start it over and we came out and we nailed it. Yeah. And I'm just going to say, because no one was, the people who were there are great, but no one's going to fight me on this. There was a standing ovation.
Yeah. Totally.
That happened.
Yep. Twice.
Do standing O's.
Guys, the new year means new resolutions, and we've got one you're working on twice every day. It's your oral health, and with a Quip electric toothbrush, sticking to good habits is simple. The guiding features are like a built-in support system for better brushing. It's got sensitive sonic vibrations for an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. People brush too hard usually, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. It works at a stand, mounts to mirrors, and slides over your bristles to pack and protect your Quip on the go. Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, a friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh, and to stay committed to your oral health. 75% of us use old, worn-out bristles that are ineffective. Think about that. That's not good. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. They've been backed by over 25,000 dental professionals, and they have thousands of verified 5-star reviews. And that's why I love Quip, and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/vine right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/vine.
So let's get to what we did in San Fran.
Okay.
The Can You Not Friendship Edition.
Yeah, this is what it's
wait, do you still have your notes or am I just reading mine?
Yeah, you're just reading yours. This podcast was timeless because we did some Can You Not, some Would You Rathers, and I think later in the podcast we're going to address some rumors too.
Well, we are actually
gonna... This is a big pod.
Okay. Address some rumors that weren't going on in San Fran that are just going on
definitely
now.
Yes.
That people have been asking about.
80% of my DMs are about these. So.
Okay.
Okay. But first, can you not?
Can you not?
Yeah. By the way, oh my God, are you the voice on my Can You Not?
Okay, you know what? When I voiced your Can You Nots, so when you are a voiceover artist such as I.
Yes. Such as you.
You don't just give them one option to choose from. You give them a few takes. Yeah. So for your Can You Nots, I was like, can you not? And then I was like, can you not? And then I went, can you not? And they didn't use that. But they also changed. So if you listen to your podcast, it's not, can you not in my voice? So changed it to a lower men's voice. And
it sounds like, can you not?
And I'm like, that's me. But they lowered it and they made it sound like someone else. They're like, ew, Bree's voice.
But I kind of like it.
Yeah, well, me too. I love when people just like make me sound like a man. Okay. So my
Can What was our Can You Not Friendship Edition, right?
Yeah. And
to our friends.
We each had, to each other.
Oh, to each other, right.
And we each had 5. So I still have it written in my iPhone notes. Shoot. And
I wonder
you
if I do.
Suck.
You know what? Maybe
can
I do
you
still
not
have it.
Lose all the notes?
That's a good one.
Okay. So I wrote, can you not steal all my jokes?
And I said, can you not be funnier than me?
And that everyone laughed.
Just in case you guys didn't.
We'll just like add an applause. And then I wrote, can you not be prettier than me? And the whole crowd was like, they felt sorry for me. They're like, it's true.
No, they went, oh, no.
They're like, oh, no. Yeah, she is.
That's like a Family Guy. I have to.
That's all you ever say in our friendship. It's like on Family Guy.
Can you not
know all the words to every song and outperform me?
Can you not expect me to not outperform you?
Yeah, that was basically it. Then I went, can you not live in a different country?
Touche with that one. Can you not
still live in Canada? Born here.
Can you not be in a city that doesn't fly direct to Nashville?
Well, take that up with Calgary, Alberta, because that is just rude. Calgary loves Nashville, and Nashville loves Calgary.
Yeah,
we want to go back and forth, so just like make it happen.
Yeah.
Can you not, I wrote, can you not immediately hit send on your Insta story when we're being weird?
Is that what you said?
Because remember that night we went, Alouette,
j'ante alouette,
j'alouette, j'ante plumeré, plumeré, elote, 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 elote. And then you went, say hey!
I say hey!
Yeah. And we were like, it's so weird.
You know what? Sometimes I get trigger happy on the send button for my Instagram stories. And I think I'm so funny at the time.
Yeah.
And then in the morning,
go delete, delete, delete.
All of my DMs are like, I think you've got a drinking problem, Caitlin. And I said, nope, my dad doesn't think so. So we're good here.
He's a professional.
But let me delete all of them.
You did delete a few. And then, but when we brought out the Insta story, everyone laughed because we were so weird.
The weirdest.
And even just last night, I actually went, did you have to press send when we were doing charades? I'm like, oh, cool.
Oh, and I loved that one.
I know. And I was like,
I don't like the way I look.
Don't. Okay. So those were our can you not. Okay. Friendship edition.
I mean, you really, you had a lot more than me there.
I carried that one.
Which means I like you more than you like me.
What? I don't get that.
I like you more than you like me because you have a bunch of can you nots and I had struggled to find
one. That means that you like, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You're like, oh, like, right.
It touché. Means, okay. Yeah, you're
touché.
Right.
You're right.
And you're right. No, it means I take better notes than you.
Okay. That's
just a little
fair.
Bit more organized.
Tough, but fair.
But you're still prettier than me, so. Mm.
Oh. I'd rather be funnier.
And you are. And that was my first one. Oh, but wait, you stole all my jokes.
Oh, yeah. Can you not steal all my jokes?
Okay.
Which I do.
And she does. Okay, so then we confessed something.
Yep. Yeah.
Wait, before the confessions.
What?
I told my greatest idea of all time at the podcast.
Right. You're right. I like this. So this was, we always talk, sometimes I like to ask people how they would enter the mansion or like what their limo entrance would be.
Yes. And
because
I've
I
had
think
the,
that's a great question.
And
how
had
would you do it?
The
some
best
people
idea
are like,
for years.
Some people are like, I would be so in your face. I would drop F-bombs like myself. I would do this. I would be so blah, blah, blah. I'd be memorable. And some people are like, no, I'm going to go classic. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, I wouldn't say anything. Some people are like, I'd be too nervous.
Yeah.
You
okay,
had a genius
idea.
I have
the best idea. And the reason I wanted to share my idea is because I'm never going on The Bachelor. I'm married.
What? Oh, right.
Two. Even if it wasn't married,
I love how you
I'm
went from A
old.
To two.
Oh, okay. And
two.
D.
and B. A, two, and B.
No, remember on Home Alone? He goes A, two, and D.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You little trout sniffer.
But I am too old and I'm married, so this is never going to happen.
Okay, fair.
So my idea and the reason I want to share is because I want someone to steal it. And my dream was for someone to steal it for Colton's season.
Right.
But then like this never aired. So I don't think anyone stole this unless they were there that night. Then
so whoever's
good
the
on
bachelor
you, girl.
Next.
Okay. So whoever is the bachelor or bachelorette next. Mm-hmm. So my idea is to like tell the limo driver, instead of going to the mansion, can you please go through the drive through?
Mm.
So
which
I mean,
one?
Well, can I say which one?
Yeah.
Oh, McDonald's.
Duh.
Dear.
Of course.
So the first thing that would the camera would just be my foot coming out.
Yeah.
Foot and then hand with my bag.
And what would
of
be
McDonald's.
Funny if your foot was like chipped a chipped pedicure with like a sneak or like a flip flop?
Either way, like I wanna look classy, but next thing that comes out is McDonald's bag.
They'd have to pay for that though.
I know. Well, then I could, whatever. It's just a bag
fast
of food. Okay. It's fast food. So then I'm going to stroll over to him with my bag.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, hey, so I heard the first night goes on forever and that the bachelor doesn't get to eat all night.
Mm.
Even if that's not true, he doesn't know it yet.
Right.
He doesn't get to eat all night and it goes into the wee hours of the morning. So I picked up a bag of nuggets, fries.
Oh, I'm already turned on.
Burgers, shakes.
God. I'm like, I'm so into it.
Sodas, because he's American and he's a soda.
Soda, not pop.
Even water and salad, if that's your thing.
And I didn't forget the ketchup.
Oh, the mayo. I've got dipping sauces. I got
my
it
mouth
all.
Just watered.
I got it all. His mouth's gonna water. He's gonna be like, "You're my girl."
Yeah, that's so
and
true.
Then
first
I'm
impression rules for sure.
Say, so when you get hungry and you're sick of talking to all those girls, you come find me, and we're gonna have a cheeseburger picnic. And I'm going to walk away, waft in his face.
Ooh,
and
yeah,
walk
away.
And that whole night, every time a girl talks to him, he's going to be like, ah, I want that cheeseburger.
Wow.
And that's, and also, I've gotten enough. I've gotten enough to share with the girls so they'll be my friend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're there to make friends too.
I'm there to make friends so they don't think I'm intimidating, but I'm also going to give most of the food to him.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm only going to give them a little bit so they don't
like a few bag fries. Like a few bag fries.
No, I'll just like probably hand feed it to them so they can't go and share it with him.
And so you feel powerful too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And they'll be like, "Wow, she's such a good friend."
And also,
and then I'll win the whole thing.
Wow.
Just because of the first night.
You know what? If somebody did that for me, I wouldn't be in the position I'm in today.
Key to my heart. Why was I
wouldn't
there?
Have gone through heartbreak. I would have been happy right now.
And your tummy would be full.
And my heart and my tummy would be
so
full.
So I did need to get that out because okay. I need someone to take that.
Touch your foot again.
Oh my God, we're totally flirting.
But that is genius.
Hot.
And you know what's great is if somebody in the future, if somebody listens to this or if somebody gets that idea, we're going to be like,
we know what you did.
We are the matchmakers of our generation. Because
they will win.
They will win.
They will win.
You're welcome.
Quick question. Has anyone else out there been waiting for a show to come along about being in your early 20s? One that's actually like being in your early 20s, 20-ish? You know what I mean. I'm so here for Freeform's new series called Good Trouble because it nails being 20-ish. It's from the creators of the also amazing series, The Fosters, so you know it's going to be good. It's gritty, it's grounded, it's sexy. The two main characters, Callie and Mariana Adams Foster, move to LA after finishing college and law school and have their dreams shaken by a cold, hard dose of reality. And I mean like having your U-Haul and all your belongings stolen reality, not to mention starting their first jobs and realizing nothing is what they expected. I'm sure we can all relate to that. I know I can. Series continues Tuesday at 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
Okay, so then the second thing we did was confessions. And I did a confession that...
For me.
I did one for you because you didn't have one. And I sometimes I feel like, should I have said this? Like, I didn't know if you were mad at me after.
What?
Because it was like kind of...
illegal?
Well, it's sad almost.
What I did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So should I say
it? I mean, yeah, you can say it. It's something I'm definitely not proud of. But at the same time,
karma comes lessons, around.
Yeah, lessons
in the story.
Lessons were learned. There's some enemies become friends. Some frenemies become. wait.
Her feet are upright. She put her feet up on the desk. She's chilling out and relaxing.
I'm crunching some numbers on this calculator.
I'm gonna take a picture.
But here's what happened. Okay,
the yellow tail.
This is a really embarrassing, a really embarrassing story. It is definitely a confession.
Not your proudest moment.
I was 18. And
karma got you immediately.
It was one of those, like, it was a real riveting story where, here's what I was trying to get at.
Riveting.
It was riveting. There was a beginning, middle, and an end. There was a plot. The reader found out the journey isn't always an easy one. Some friends became enemies. Some enemies became friends. And we all learned a lesson.
Okay, so here we go. So... We quite often talk about our barscapades. And one night we were at the Iron Horse, or the, as we like to call it, the Metal Pony.
Wait, what would you call yellowtail wine? Purple snub.
Yellow bum. Oh, sorry. Red bum.
Yeah, red bum. Okay, go on.
Okay. So we like to do that. So we were at the Iron Horse, which was this huge bar in Edmonton on White Ave.
Also, a side note, another time got kicked out for bringing a Mickey of vodka into the bathroom because we were too cheap to buy drinks.
We always did that.
Wow.
Okay, so it doesn't exist anymore. It's something else for sure now, but it was a huge place. Anyone from Edmonton knows.
It's like a beer brewery now.
Yes,
I just
on White Ave.
My confession.
Second confession within confession. Inception.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me. Continue.
Well, I wish we heard it, but we didn't.
Oh, no. Mine are always silent.
Always. Come on.
always.
You're the one who...
No. What? Dude, you could say anything. What?
The tooting Illumina.
Yeah, but that was silent.
Oh, but it was over a bump.
It's always silent.
You don't just like force it out and it comes out funny.
No, my ex-boyfriend used to call me...
Which one? I know all their names.
Brett. Okay. He used to call it getting a flat tire all the time because it'd be like...
Remember when...
Oh, she's flat tiring me.
Remember when you taught me about turkey farts after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, because you eat turkey, you get turkey tooth.
Yeah, but you meant the smell.
It smells like turkey?
You meant like how they're deadly because they stink.
Turkey tooth. And
I thought you meant the sound.
And you thought when I tooted after turkey, it went gom gom.
Yes. Oh my god. And for the longest time I thought that was a turkey. Okay.
Wait, that's why
I thought your toots were loud because I thought you took gobble gobbles, but I just remembered I misinterpreted a turkey toot.
Wait, side note, some lady reached out to me on my Instagram DMs and goes, I heard your podcast with the therapist and I'd like you to know that you're a Gemini and you don't like deep thoughts. And then she said, perhaps you need to explore your parents' divorce a little deeper because Geminis don't like to go deep. And then I'm like sitting here laughing over turkey toots. And I'm like, touche.
You're like, touche.
Okay.
Where were we?
You were telling my embarrassing confession from the Iron Horse.
So we're at the
bar.
Iron Horse, and we were so cheap back then. Like, all we wanted was for people to buy us drinks.
Yeah.
We weren't so like cheap. Sluts about it. But
no.
But that's what we wanted.
We were like classy whores. I don't know if you can say that.
We weren't. But we also like, we would show up early to get cheap drinks. Like, we've said that before.
Yeah.
So we would... We went there and some man came up to us. What are you doing? Oh, okay. Some man came up to us and he was like, can I buy you ladies a drink? And this guy
And we said, can it be Yellowtail?
Can it not? Okay. That was for the gram.
Yeah, that was for the gram.
Oh, now it's reverbing.
Okay. Oh my God. Let's get back on track.
So
my fault.
He goes, can I buy you ladies a drink? And we were like, yes. And
oh my God,
this was an older guy. We were like 18, and I would say he could have been old enough to be our grandpa,
probably,
in a place that had a lot of younger people. So we were like,
yeah,
he came up to us. Okay.
Yeah.
So we were like, yeah, yes, you can. And then he goes to the bar and he slaps down $100 bill. But he's not looking. He wants everyone to see that he's got slapping down me and you and a hundo. And so he's looking around. And he doesn't keep his hand on it. He just puts it down for the bartender. So you look around and you snatched it.
For the state I was in, I was kind of like a con artist.
Yes, he snatched it. And then the guy looked and he goes, hey, where did my money go? And then we're like, oh, what? We don't
I thought
know.
I won the lottery
yes,
that night.
Yes, we were like, oh my God, we can retire. So then he slaps down another hondo and does the same thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't keep his hand on it. Looks around, waiting for the bartender to approach him. But the bartenders ignore us. And you look around again and snatchita it again.
Hey, fool you once, shame on me. Yes. Fool you twice, shame on you.
Yes, exactly. And then we're like, oh my God, you did it again. And then he... learns his lesson, slaps down the third hundo.
Yeah. Clearly a drug dealer.
Keeps his hand on it and looks at it, buys us a drink, and we're like, thanks, bye. And then we run to the bathroom, and then you go to celebrate. You're like, yo, I got $200. And you're like throwing it around. And I'm like,
making it rain, Ob.
You did. You made it rain with two like slow, flappy $200. And then you go to the bathroom. Come out and we're like, let's go get more drinks with our $200. And then you go, you like feel your boobs, you like feel your pants, and you like look in your mirror like, I lost.
And then we spent like 20 minutes looking for the $100 bills, which somebody obviously somebody else snatched it for sure.
Gone. So it was instant karma, like stole it, gone. Celebrate, gone.
But wait.
What?
Isn't there more to the story? I remember buying a hot dog outside later and trying to do the same thing to another guy, and he was like, no.
No, you tried to steal the hot dog with a bing. And the guy was like, give that back.
Man, I was a cheapskate.
We were.
Con artist.
All we cared about was like, we got to get free drinks and we got to get free rides home.
Or.
And. A little bit of mustard.
But we not only would we try and get free rides home, if we couldn't, we would just sleep in my Sunfire in the parking lot.
Wow. And we're still too soon to talk about it.
Yeah.
So last night when your dad drove us 4 minutes to the Leduc bar we went to.
It was very nostalgic.
Leduc has bars now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we didn't have to go all the way to Edmonton. And he drove us to the Canadian Brew House, which was great.
It was awesome.
But
minus the tuna.
He goes, remember the last time I drove you girls somewhere? And we both went, too soon.
Too soon.
And it's been 15 years. Yeah,
and it's still too soon because I was an asshole to my jam of a dad.
And then I said, wait, which time? And he goes, both times. We're like,
too soon.
Because he's such a beautiful man.
The beautifulest.
You'll spend the rest of your life making up for that.
I will. And I have.
Okay. And then the other confession I told everyone in San Fran, which... I threatened the first row over it.
Yeah, I was praying to Gord that you would that you would tell this confession, and I didn't know if you were going to do it because before we do the podcast, I'm always like, I don't want to know people's confessions because I want a genuine reaction. So when you told this, I was like,
Man.
So back then it was June, so I was still breastfeeding. I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
But when I went to San Fran, it was a weekend away. So I had to when you're still breastfeeding, it sucks being away from your kid. Because it sucks, but it doesn't suck.
But nothing's
sucking. Because no one's sucking. I had to pump while I was there. And so we went out the first night I was there. And we went, oh my God, we had the best oysters. Lobster roll. Oh my God.
Do you remember the place?
Yes, the place was so good. Not Rodney's.
I'm just trying to think for if people are in San Fran and want a place to go.
Oh my God.
I'll look it up.
But that oyster place was so good. But anyway, I got back and my boobs were like hard as rocks because I hadn't pumped. And so you didn't understand what that was like.
No.
So I was like, feel my boob. And you're like, whoa, it's hard as a rock. And then I went, look what can happen. And I squirted the milk out and I squirted you with my milk.
You did.
And everyone in the place was like, oh God. They were all so grossed out. And then I went, shut up, I'll squirt any one of you. Because so defensive.
The whole front row was like, oh God.
The front row was like, no, don't do it. We'll laugh at your jokes the rest of the night.
It actually was really funny though, because
did you figure out the
oyster place? No, I didn't. I'll let people know.
Leo's. Time. Leo.
Was it?
Leo. Leo. I feel like it was called Leo's.
Oh, okay.
Was it?
I don't remember.
Either way, I squirted you with my boob milk.
And I laughed harder than I've laughed in a long time.
Leo,
so thank you for that.
Always. Your bar.
Really?
Sacramento. No, we weren't in Sacramento.
We definitely were not in Sacramento.
No, I'll just say San Francisco.
Okay.
Yes, San Francisco, California. 94111, USA. That's got to be it. Oh, I'll do images. That's it. Are you trying to find it? Yes, it's it. Look at the decor.
Oh, yeah, it is, too.
On the calculator, you just wrote boobs.
Yeah. I did.
But what?
I'm a Gemini and I like deep thoughts and conversation.
If you really want to go deep, you write boobless.
Boobless.
Okay.
Okay.
So the confessions we did, that was that.
Yeah.
But I think we should do some now confessions.
Oh, okay.
Because something happened recently.
What? Oh, yeah.
No, when we were talking on Marco Polo.
Yeah.
About
Pee Wee Herman.
I finally watched... In Netflix Canada, they just added the Pee Wee Herman Christmas special 1988. I don't know if it's on anything else, but because I watch it in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So they added Pee Wee Herman's Christmas special 1988.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 30 years to realize I am a
the gold that you're
huge Pee Wee Herman fan. This is like the best comedian of all time. And so
I mean, minus the whole like.
Nothing about that.
Yeah.
So I went on Marco Polo to explain how great Pee Wee Herman was. And I was like, Caitlin, you have no idea. This was so funny. And I'm explaining it to her. But Pee-wee's Marco
Christmas,
Polo.
Merry, Merry Christmas. Pee Wee's Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Okay, so I went to explain it to you, but it's Marco Polo. So it's not like FaceTime where you can be like, I know.
Yeah, so I have to wait for you to get through you the whole video of explaining. You have to wait
for me for like 20 minutes to explain how awesome Pee Wee Herman Christmas Special in 1988 is. Yeah. And then it's your turn to talk.
Mm-hmm. And I had tears.
She started her Marco Polo crying.
And it was not crying, it was maybe laughter. In the middle of a rough time. So you're like, oh no, what's no,
it,
wrong?
I thought, it's not like, oh, is she crying from laughter? I'm like, oh God, what happened? Oh, frick. I'm talking about Pee Wee Herman, but what happened?
Yeah, it's a family trigger.
Happened.
Yeah. And really, she was trying to get to this one funny part in the movie where they're making Christmas cards. And they're using a potato cut in half and putting paint on the potato and making stamps. And
to look like candy canes.
Yeah. And the guy goes,
no.
Yeah. And yeah. I made a Christmas card out of a potato.
Frankie and Annette. Yeah. We don't know who those people are.
Of course I know who Frankie and Annette are. There?
Yeah, me too.
What, were you born in 86? Yes. Mm-hmm. But anyways, and Pee-wee goes, potatoey. And Brie thought it was so funny. And the whole time she's explaining it to me, I'm going, I know you're going to say potatoey. Because that's since I was probably 5 years old, my sister and I have watched Pee-wee Herman's Christmas Special every single Christmas.
And I don't know how I didn't know that, because I guess you've just never told me.
Yeah, I was embarrassed.
And then you were dying through me telling you, potatoey.
Because I was crying and I was going, this was like a Christmas miracle to me that you knew what potatoey was. And my whole life I have made that joke.
Every time you make potatoes, in your head you go potatoey.
But nobody's understood.
Yes.
Except for my sister. And then I cried because I cried over Pee Wee Herman. And Brie goes, this has to be a confession on your podcast.
Are you crying
about Pee-wee Herman?
But then, even though I watched this 2 weeks ago, every day some sort of potato thing has come up in my life.
Right.
And my husband and I look at each other and go, potato. And even my sons go, potato.
Yeah, Seb did it this morning. It was hilarious. But so then this morning we went to Tim Hortons naturally in Canada, as we do.
As you do.
And we got hash browns. And I said, gosh, these aren't even greasy. They're just really a potato. And it landed.
Perfect.
Hey guys, every car I think we know comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously get picked up from a first date, the luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. Well, you can't put a price tag on your stories. Now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade in your car. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch your car's details just pop up. Then answer a few questions, navigation, moonroof. Watch as they bump up your value. High mileage? You already knew that was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet so that you can plan ahead. Once you've finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine. Great therapy.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Happy birthday to the Lady Gang! Join the Hollywood Girl Posse as they kick off New Year with their 200th episode as they do what they do best. You know what it is, spill the tea. On Hottest Gossip with some great guests, check out Lady Gang every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One. Or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Now back to Off the Vine, Great Therapy.
So you cried over Pee Wee Herman, and then also in the car ride back from Leduc to Calgary, somehow you were like, were you plucking in the car? How did we get onto chin hairs?
Yeah. Yeah, because I always like being outside and using the natural light to pluck hairs.
And then you go like, oh, why do I have 6 hairs on my chin?
I said, I think 86, but I was exaggerating.
And then I went, you know, I only have 1 chin hair. And you went, you only have one.
Like, I was so mad.
I thought you were going to take the wheel and just like kill us.
I wanted to just take the wheel and be like, meh, because I thought like I was not okay.
Okay, I remember the first time I felt my chin hair. It was 2 months after I turned 30. And I thought 30. I was pregnant because I was trying to get pregnant, but I wasn't. It turns out I wasn't pregnant, but no. I thought I was. Mm. And I went to a bachelorette party, so I had to like pretend to be drinking. I had to order fake shots. I had to like get my friend to drink all the real drinks that were given to me. And she was such a trooper, and she got twice as drunk. No, it was Sonia. And then I... was like sitting at the table so bored, and I put my hand on my chin and I went, what's this? And I felt a little pokey.
What the hell is this?
And I was like, of course, I turned 30. And then I went back to the house and I plucked it. And then I started to think, should I have done that? Like, I know it's not true if you pluck a hair that it comes back thicker. Like, that's a rumor you all need to know is not true.
Is it?
Yes.
But how come
true.
I pluck one and then one grows next to it? Is that a rumor? Because that seems to be
genetics,
a fact.
Girlfriend, because I've only had one for 2 years and I don't have any more.
What? It's like the more I pluck, the more I grow.
No.
Well, then what's wrong with me?
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Am I producing too much testosterone, not enough estrogen? What's going on?
Listen, okay, we're talking about my chin hair, okay?
Oh, sorry.
So
trying to take away your
pills. It's special. So then I was like, I plucked it and I started to panic, like, well, oh my God, how am I going to know when it's come? Like, is it going to come back? I'm not going to remember where it was. Like, oh my God, why should I not do that? So then I was like, I'm going to let it grow out. And then, so I told you, I'm like, I kind of like letting my chin hair grow out.
She did. And she said it. Tell them what you said.
And I went, because I'd rather know where it is than guess where it isn't. And then I said, and what if I pluck it and like that gave me special powers?
She literally thinks her one chin hair gives her special powers, which means I have 86 special powers.
So stop plugging your chin hairs, they give you strength.
Grow a beard, Caitlin.
You should.
No, I'll never forget
trendy.
I will never forget going to a restaurant with my friend Colin and
which
G.
Oh.
And I will never forget, there's a man who had a very large mole on his chin and there was 4 hairs growing out of it. And Colin went, sick beard, man.
That's so mean.
I know. And I was so, I mean, again, we were like 18, so you don't know any better. But I remember thinking, like, you asked.
Kate, the thing about that, and this all ties in, is because when you're 18, you really don't know any better.
No.
And every time someone's rude to you on Instagram, I'm like, they're probably so young that they think it's like cool to make fun of people.
Totally.
And also like the chin hair thing, I'm like, wow, that's definitely getting older. So then we talked about, and then you tweeted, I thought, first of all, my son was reenacting the 3 Little Pigs for us.
Yeah.
And yes. He goes, not by the hair, my chinny chin chin. And then you're like, I never understood that line until I turned 30. And then I was like, tweet it. That's good.
Yeah, like, that's good material. Tweet it.
And then I did tweet it. And so many people related. They're like, I'm reading this at 26 while plucking my beard. And then we were like, oh my God, how are so many people relating to our chin hairs? And does anyone else think their chin hair gives them power?
Or? And I told Brie, if I ever go into a coma or if something bad happens to me,
to pluck your chin.
My chin hairs.
I know. And I will. But that got us thinking about the pros and cons of getting older.
Yes. So we took it to the Twitter.
We took it to the, I'm going to say it, the twats.
Yeah, the twatskis. People twatted at us. And we found some funny pros and cons to getting older.
Oh, the last thing I just Googled was Frankie and Annette. And they were hot.
Yeah.
Okay, what still were they? I don't get it.
A duo.
Oh, a singing duo.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to download their music right after this. Okay, so we wrote pros and cons of getting older. And someone wrote, Kayla wrote, the morning after drinking at 21. And it's a picture of people jogging on the beach, so fit and in shape. The morning after drinking at 27. And it's like, what's this guy's name? Terrence. What's his name? Terrence.
I don't know who that is, but he's got like an oxygen tank in.
He's a super famous actor named Terrence.
Really?
God, I hate myself for not remembering. He's the guy from that Empire show.
You sounded like Miranda Sings there.
Gone. People are probably screaming his last name at me. Probably. But anyway.
He, I have a message for all my haters.
I actually don't know who you're talking about.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
I don't know. She's fine. Okay. Anyways. Okay. So, it's him with an oxygen tank dying and sweating.
It's so true, though. It's like you hit 30 and all of a sudden, like.
Hangovers, you can't.
You can't hang anymore.
Mm-mm. But I have noticed the tolerance goes way up. Like, I can drink so much more. Like, I've spent so much more on wine.
Because you're probably getting not yellowtail.
That's poor wine gummy. They're like, boom, 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 boom. Fail horn.
Go on.
Price is right. Okay. Someone else wrote, Christina wrote, needing antacids to eat pizza, and we related so hard.
Yeah.
Both of us are big believers in Gaviscon.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
I literally had to go find the Italian version of Gaviscon when I was in Italy because
I'm dying on you're like,
I had
your
acid reflux for the first time.
Acid reflux, if you've never felt that, it's so much worse than heartburn. Oh my God. There it is.
That's what you thought. I was being rude, probably being on my phone, but really I was just trying to do the
yes. Okay,
I got a car.
There's an ad.
Stupid ads.
You ruined the podcast. Okay. Kate Lynn wrote, pro cake for breakfast, con having to lay on the bed to zip your pants. And I relate to that.
I ate McDonald's every single day of my high school career.
We would go there
every
lunch,
day
all the time.
It was a McCaitlin cheeseburger, fries on the cheeseburger, the mayonnaise on top, dipped in sweet and sour sauce with fries and an iced tea.
Yeah.
And I would eat frozen Michelinas.
But we also danced seven days a week.
Six or 7 days a week.
Yes.
But I literally ate McDonald's every day of my career.
Yes, so did I. If you
now.
Weren't, you weren't cool if you didn't go to McDonald's for lunch.
You weren't cool. But now I go to McDonald's once a week. And when I do, I lay on my bed to zip up my pants.
Oh, yeah. Relatable.
And everybody can be like, oh, Caitlin, you're so small. It doesn't matter. You haven't seen me naked.
You still get the gut. I've seen you naked.
And I have the gut.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Especially. How dare you? You've got.
What?
The fit gut, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Marissa says, pro, you can stay up later. Con, you never want to.
That's so true.
I get so mad at my kids when they're like, we don't want to go to bed.
I was FaceTiming with Sydney.
The best thing ever.
Sydney tonight, she goes, we're going to pull an all-nighter with her little cousin. And I said,
I would actually die.
Did you hear what I said to her? I went, you're not going to feel very good tomorrow. You're going to get sick.
Or when they're like, why do I have to take a nap? I'm like, I would kill for a nap.
Why would you want to stay up all night? Why do kids want to pull an all-nighter?
I just don't want to miss anything.
I remember hanging out with Stacey Reichart, who Kirsch and I call her Stacey Long Cord Reichart, because her phone in her house, the cord was so long you could walk anywhere in her house and stay on the phone.
Was it the curly kind?
Yeah, the coily.
Yeah, coily. Coil had like a weird like thing where it wouldn't go. It was like
you could go anywhere in Stacey Reichart's house.
Oh, man.
And
my coil was so messed up from the stretching.
Yeah. Well, Stacey and I pulled an all-nighter.
She perfected it.
And we watched Saved by the Bell all night. And why? Because I was sick the next day. I was so tired. And it's like, but we felt so cool.
The first time I stayed up all night was a sleepover at Jasmine Gehring's.
Mm.
The whole grade six girls class.
Yep.
We print called everyone in the world.
Mm.
And then...
Didn't prank call me.
Because you were in grade seven.
Oh, yeah. A little cooler.
You weren't in the class.
It's just a little bit. Hey.
Maybe we did. Anyway.
I wore a shirt with a mini fridge on it that says, I'm just a little cooler.
Save it for the end of the podcast.
Wait, okay.
And then the next day when I went home to my parents' house, I slept walked for the first time.
Ooh.
Because... that's a thing kids do.
From exhaustion.
If they stay up all night, they're not getting enough sleep. It's like a trigger for sleepwalking.
Well,
and my parents are like, you were so weird.
Don't do all-nighters, kids.
Yeah, you could sleep well and get arrested.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sleeping is cool.
Sleeping is so cool. Okay. Megan says, pro, care a lot less about how I look when I'm out in public. Con, metabolism. And we just talked about that. Emily says, all I have is a pro. Okay, this is like serious, but good quote, so I liked it.
What?
I once saw a quote that said, don't fear getting older, as it's a privilege denied to many. And it has stuck with me and completely changed my thoughts and how I view getting older. And I also tried to think of that, Emily. So thank you for reminding us.
That's so true.
Yeah. Sarah says, pro, wiser, con, gravity.
See, I love the duality of those two tweets. It's like, it's like I could totally appreciate like
life tweets. I would never change my wisdom for anything, but God, gravity does suck.
Mm.
Kelly goes, pro, grandbabies. And you know what? Her picture is so cute. She looks like the best grandma. And then con, my knees crack when I walk.
My knees are so cracky. Wait, I just remembered something.
Me and my mom's cracky knees.
Oh, yeah. No. I remember when we were at a bar in Vancouver once, and one of my buddies was like running the bar, and he was so drunk, and he was talking about girls' vaginas.
Ew, I hate when guys talk about that, but go on.
This is part of my story about how much you hated this back in the day, and this was a long time. And he was talking about gravity with vaginas when you get older. And he was talking about it, and you looked at him and you said, do you forget we're girls?
Yes, go me. Yes, go 18-year-old me.
You just looked at him with disgust, and you said, do you forget girls?
I looked at you with disgust. Like, why are you telling this? Go
it's like
me.
Your balls get saggy too, bro.
Yeah,
you don't hear us talking about it.
Than our flappy vaginas.
Yeah,
okay. Kendra says, "Bro, you stop caring so much about what other people think." Con, perfect timing for the wrinkles, gray hairs, and female chin hairs to show up. And that circled it around. Mine is so when I was young, I was like, "Well, at least I don't like Chardonnay. That's for old ladies."
Yep. Guess what we're drinking.
Chardonnay is my jam, and that's how I know I'm an old lady now.
It's so true.
But then the other thing was the last night when Brody and Sydney were your niece and nephew were telling us about all the things that are cool.
Oh yeah,
I'm like pro not knowing what the kids are talking about.
We're
but
now
also
that generation
con not knowing what the kids are talking.
We are now that generation where we're like. What do you mean? Box has
no,
bite.
Barks.
Johnny?
Oh my God. Barquez. Okay. I said to Sydney, okay, so explain a Fortnite.
Oh, yeah. And actually, we were playing heads up, so you guys had to be doing acted out. And it
that
was
the best.
It was flossing. And Sydney's doing the flossing dance move like the backpack kid, and you're literally flossing your teeth. That is how you know you're old.
Wow. That was a moment
it was like,
for me.
It really, and I got to witness it from the outside.
Yes.
And it was like,
and we were so mad we didn't get it on film.
Yeah. On videotape.
I still say like, Nick, can you
videotape
can
me?
Can you tape this?
I do too.
Like if I mean to like hit record on the, as we say in Canada, PVR, but what you say in America is DVR.
DVR.
It's like, can you hit record? And I say, can you tape it? And he goes, oh, on the VHS. I'm like, yes.
I used to want a tattoo of a cassette tape. And it said, I heard that.
Ew, sorry.
It's okay.
Oh my God, that just reminds me of last night when we were sleeping in the same bed.
Your misophonia and you chugged water?
I chugged water. I looked at her and I go, don't wake up. Because
I was like, go. I didn't wake up. But I wanted a tattoo of a cassette tape that says mixtape 85, the year I was born.
That's
a cool idea, but if it was executed, it's not a cool tattoo.
I still like it.
Oh, you do? Yeah, but where would you put a cassette tape? It doesn't flow with your bod.
Do you remember having the VCR cleaner?
Uh-huh.
And it would take like
a little
4 hours to run.
Please be kind and rewind.
No, but the actual like liquid you had to pour in the special tape and then stick it in the VCR. My parents told me their first VCR cost like $1,200.
$1,200?
Like back in the day.
Did it?
It cost so much money. Because it was such like a sick ass technology back then. You guys don't even know.
I guess we were rich.
We were rich.
We had a few VHSs.
Okay.
Okay, what next?
I'm actually mad that I didn't keep my VHS. Yeah. Okay. We had these funny would you rathers in San Fran, which we want to circle back to.
You know what we should call this pod? The most random pod of all pods. And I like it because you know what? It keeps the people on their toes.
Yeah. If you're still here, here we go.
Yeah. if you're still with us, get a load of these would you rathers.
Would you rather? So stupid. Yes. Vaginas for ears. And then I literally wrote penis for fingies.
Would you rather vaginskis for ears or penises for fingskis?
Fingies. No, fingies.
I would rather vaginas for ears because yes. Your hair can cover it.
But why don't you want to show off your vagina ears?
Well, if they were tight like my little paper cut, then I'd be okay.
God, you're always bragging about your paper cut.
Yeah, because my vagina looks like a paper cut.
Okay, good for you.
Thank you.
I've had two kids and I'm like pretty proud of my vagina ears.
Hey, everybody should be proud of their vagina.
I'm actually so proud of my
whether
vagina.
It looks like a paper cut or a turkey neck.
It is not a turkey. Do you not remember what girls? Okay. Hairy legs or hairy armpits?
I always have hairy legs. So hairy legs.
That's what you rather.
Yeah.
Huge on the butt. What? My God, I wrote huge on the butt tattoo.
You mean a huge tattoo on your butt or a huge butt tattoo on your face?
I said or a small butt tattoo on your face.
I asked this question a lot on my podcast.
Oh, you copied it.
Probably. That's
huge,
what I do.
I wrote huge on the butt. Or small butt tattoo. Obviously huge on the butt. You don't want you want a small butt on your face.
Yeah, like just really in the hairline so you can
look like a peach.
It.
A little Kim Kardashian
a little peach.
Peach
in the hairline.
Okay. I said give up podcasting or Instagram and the whole crowd went,
oh yeah. I would rather give up Instagram for sure.
You're just saying that because we're on the podcast.
Yeah. Review and leave a comment and subscribe.
Review 5 stars or get out of here.
Yeah.
Drink a shot of urine. Or drink the juice from the bottom of a dumpster. Yuck.
Wow.
Ew.
Who's urine?
I'm going to say rando. Don't answer. Who cares? That's stupid.
Okay.
Like, hear chewing noises.
Urine. Your urine. At least you know it's pure from the body. You don't know what's going on in the garbage.
That's true. Hear chewing noises for 2 hours straight every day for the rest of your life or be swarmed by a flock of birds for 20 seconds a day for the rest of your life.
No, it's chewing.
Oh. I said lose your verified Twitter or verified Instagram. You're like, Twitter.
Love you, Twitter, but bye.
I said have a sex tape come out or a video of you pooping. You're like, sex.
Yeah, that's my plan B.
Oh.
Hello. If Caitlin Bristow fades in the next 3 years, she's gonna come out with a sex tape.
Wait for it. Have a nip slip on stage or toot on stage?
Toot.
Yeah.
I'll toot right now for all I care.
Because it's silent all the time.
Yeah. Flat tire.
Nick and I, my husband, always say, we wish toots said the name of the person who did it. It's like...
Brape.
It was like... No, it's like... Oh my God.
What?
That's a confession.
What? Do you dream sex?
No. Oh God. Ew. No.
What? That happens all the time. Don't ew me.
Oh, just kidding.
Cute.
The other day, I was getting ready in my bedroom and my kids were in there. And of course I let one rip. It's me and my kids.
Yeah,
they're 4 and 1.
Even if they're 18 and 19, you let it rip.
Yeah, I let it rip loudly. I'm like, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like 5 seconds later, Nick walks in. I'm like, oh, God. And he goes, he like points to the bathroom door. He goes, did you just take a dump? And I went, what? No. Because that's the truth. I didn't.
Right.
And then he goes, oh, so does he? He points to our baby. Does he have a stinky diaper? I'm like, yeah, probably. But it was me.
Wait, back to Stacey Reichert.
What? Why?
I had the biggest crush on her brother, Chris Reichert.
Oh, yeah. We all did.
And I tooted so many times in in Stacy's room, and her brother came home, and I was like, oh god, no, please don't come in the room, please don't come in the room. And he came in, and I was like trying to be so cool. I was like, hey Chris, and he goes, smells like poo, and he should we get to the rumors?
Or do we have more? I did have a couple more. Would you rather?
Oh, perfect. I'd love
them. No.
No. Oh.
It can't.
Why? Are they bad?
Well, nothing. They have to do with someone that we don't associate with it anymore.
F it.
Okay, I'm going to just change one of them.
Okay.
Would you rather have a guy find your find your panties sunny side up?
Oh, yeah.
Or have a guy find your panties with a tiny skid mark?
Oh, that's a good question. Sunny side up, because we all know girls,
you know, the vagina is an amazing organ,
and it releases fluids,
the discharge. Yeah. It's really just such a wonderful thing.
So sometimes don't your panties ashamed. Are left sunny side up, and sometimes you get a little skid mark. I'd rather
no, the skid mark's from your bum,
right? I'd rather a sunny side up.
Yeah, me too. It's like ew, poo. You don't know how to wipe your bum. Vagina juice is like, oh, she's normal.
She's normal. She's regular.
Okay. So the last thing is, oh, my eyes, like my mascara is running. It's, I can't believe that.
Why not your nose?
Is there like not a freaking napkin in here?
Mm-mm.
I just made eye contact with Gritty.
It me. Gritty.
I gave my husband a framed Gritty poster.
And if you don't know who Gritty is, go follow him on Twitter and Google him right now.
Jujule it. And I'm going to jujule Frankie and Annette for everyone screaming at me over the age of 60. Okay. Address the rumors. So, yeah. Paradise. What are your thoughts on Paradise?
Almost Paradise.
What are your thoughts on...
What are Jaws' thoughts?
My thoughts are, here's the thing.
It's a nice place.
It's a great way to stay in shape.
That's Family Guy. Caitlin, get over it. Oh, get over it.
It would be a nice 2-week vacation, but I'm too busy to have a 2-week vacation. And
so you're never going to go to like Costa Rica? You know.
Well, yeah, but I don't want it being documented.
Hawaii.
But I don't want it documented.
I am rolling my eyes so hard at you right now.
You think I should do Paradise?
Did I say that?
No.
So what do you think about, like, just the word Paradise?
Oh, oh yeah, I'll go to Hawaii for a couple weeks.
Da-dum-ching. That failed. Okay. What do you think of Sean?
Oh.
Because I heard he's taking a social media break.
Well, I really love his music.
wait. Before we get into his music, because I don't know if a lot of people know about that.
Oh.
Who's he dating? Do we know who he's dating?
I don't know, because when he takes a social media break, it makes me think something was out in the media about it, and that he's trying to, like, cover for it.
Wasn't he, like, somehow with, like, who Justin Bieber's married to?
Really? She wears scrunchies, so part of me wouldn't be sad at that.
But I really love that song. Is it in my blood? Shawn Mendes.
Oh, yeah.
What a great guy.
I am going to continue to follow Shawn Mendes on
social media.
Yes,
I hope he comes back to social media real soon.
Totally.
Okay, so let's just move on.
Okay.
What do we think of Jason? Because, okay, let's just talk about his hair.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you like Jason's hair?
I think it's so sexy pushed back.
Mm. And I just like it like long and flowing.
Yeah. Will you tell him it looks sexy pushed back?
I don't know. I don't think he'll ever talk to me.
Oh.
But he is so sexy, right?
Like the way his dance moves.
Oh my God. And like the way he swims.
Mm.
Oh yeah. But then like, oh my God, he's getting so famous.
So like too famous.
It's like ridiculous. Because I remember watching him and then being like, oh, he's so great. But now he's so famous. I'm just like, whoa, are you like too famous?
Yeah. Like, are we in the same category anymore? Can we date?
Can you please pronounce his last name?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
I feel like it's like Momoa.
Momoa.
Is it Momoa?
Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
Aquaman.
Aquaman.
God,
yeah.
God, he is good.
What a god.
What? You were going to say goddess.
No. God.
What a god.
What a, you know what? What a god or a goddess, whatever he wants to be.
He is.
Yeah.
the sexiest man alive. So oh my sexy. God, I'm calling it now. Next year, sexiest man alive, Jason Momoa.
People magazine.
Okay, so last thing, last rumor to address.
Okay.
Wine.
Oh, do you like wine?
Did I not just spit it through my nose? Do I like wine?
I like it through my mouth and through my nose.
I've got regurgitated wine right here in this cup, but I'm going to drink it again.
As you should.
And go on.
And you know what? We'll end it with this. Grape therapy is about to get a whole lot grapier. And Off the Vine's about to get a whole lot
off the vineier.
Off, more off the vine. It's about to get a lot more winey.
Because my wine,
People know that it's coming out, but we're going to address the rumors. It's going to be spring. I'm going to do a spring podcast tour. It's all coming into play. And it's just, you know what? My Off the Vine family, my vinos, are everything. And they are what's keeping me afloat. They're why I can have nice things. And I want to share my nice things with them. So, Leave a rating and review.
This is a real rumor that we're addressing. We're not just like playing with you now.
No.
You really screwed it on the paradise thing.
Oh, I know. I couldn't
get... Why would I do that?
I was like, I'm so above paradise.
Oh, but I'll go to Hawaii.
Love paradise.
That's paradise to me.
Should we end with a couple jokes?
Oh my God.
A couple jokes?
Okay. Let me start with mine.
Okay.
Because you don't know it. Okay. Listen to me. Look at me in the eyes.
I'm looking at you in the eyes.
What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
Oh, I wasn't prepared for that.
A real joke.
What?
What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
Do you want me to guess or do you want to just nail the joke?
I'm like...
Because I'm the kind of person that I hate when somebody says my punchline.
I'm not asking you again. I was like repeating it so I could just say the punchline.
Oh, okay.
What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
What?
A Roman Catholic.
That's good. I like that.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Go ahead with yours.
Oh, do I have one?
Well, Nick gave you one.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm going to have to... okay. Why? So Bree's husband, his name is Nick, and he is a French-Canadian.
He's super French-Canadian.
So nobody out there who's French-Canadian get offended by me saying this joke because it came from a French-Canadian. And first of all, nothing ruins a funny joke like having to explain it before you tell it.
Okay, so just say it.
So here it is.
Why can't
a French-Canadian count to three? Because a tree's in the way. 1, 2, 3.
I don't feel like it's going to land. Uh-oh, should I?
All the Americans would be like, now in Spanish,
because
please.
Because they duck 1, 2, 3.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. I'm going to do one more just to round. I should have went second.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got one more.
Okay.
My husband left me because of my obsession with Linkin Park. But in the end, it doesn't really matter.
That's good. So I went on a hayride with my family the other day in Edmonton.
Yes, this is the best.
And we had one, like, you had stops. Like, oh, we're on the hayride. This stop is like the Snow Angel stop. This stop is the joke stop. And everybody had to tell a joke. And so I said...
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about D-I-C-K.
Oh, that's funny too. I stood up in front of my whole family, and my dad always, since I can remember, since I was born, he's rocked a mustache. And I've said this on another podcast, but I said, you know what? My dad used to not like his mustache, but then it grew on him.
Okay, tell the dick one.
Okay, we're going to end it with this. So we're warming up in the car. It's my niece, Sydney, me, and my dad. And on the hayride, it was the name of the man who ran the hayride. And quick shout out to Dick Larson. Because Dick Larson ran the hayride. And the sign said it. And Sydney goes, Papa, Auntie, there's a sign on that hayride that says something very bad. And I was like, what? Yeah. And I said, what? And my dad and I looked and we both started laughing. And my dad goes, oh, Dick? And Sydney goes, oh, like, and my dad goes, oh, you're right. You know, if that was my name, I would definitely change it to like Dick Smith or something.
That is where you get your humor. I love that.
Yeah. My dad is like, my mom's like firecracker funny in your face. My dad's subtle funny, and they're both good looking. So I guess
I got the best of both worlds. Bing, bang, shabong, thong.
Shabang, shabop, bop. Galen Bristow.
Thongs. Oh my God. Is that our new song?
Yeah. And we just played Footsies again.
Dumps like a truck.
Truck, truck. That's like what? Baby movie butt. But I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck.
That's like what?
Thank you for joining me on Great Therapy today.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
This week's Grape Therapy, sponsored by Good Trouble. Don't miss the amazing new series Tuesdays, only on Freeform TV. Liquid IV, visit liquid-iv.com. Enter code VINE for 20% off your first order. Quip, go to getquip.com/vine to get your first refill pack free. And TrueCar, visit TrueCar for a more confident carbine experience.